Step number seven, I want you to start walking more and I want you to breathe more. Okay, now the first part of that would be if you smoke, you have to stop smoking. If you smoke, turn the tape off and get yourself help to quit smoking. I don't care how you do it, just do it. Go to quitting smoking groups, go to therapy, use the patch, use Lobelia. Get shocked with cattle prods. I really don't care. Just stop smoking because you cannot be well and smoke, period. It's impossible. The most primary nutrient of our body is oxygen. That's the most primary one. You can go months without eating food. You can go days without liquid or drinking any water. But you can only go minutes, seconds without air and oxygen. And then you die. Your brain dies. You're dead. And smoking destroys the only organ that you have in your body that digests and assimilates your oxygen. And you're clogging it up and you're killing it. It's absolute suicide and you cannot be well. You can't be healthy. So if you still smoke, turn the tape off now. Remember, I promised on the other side of this tape not to bullshit you, so don't bullshit yourself. Turn the tape off. You can't be well and smoke cigarettes. And then when you stop, I'll be here waiting for you. So go out and quit your smoking now. I never worked on a patient that smoked ever. I threw every one of them out on their ass on their first visit to my clinic. They're not bad people. I even smoked as a kid. But who do they think I am? Jesus, and I'm going to perform some miracle? You cannot smoke and be well. So step number seven, the beginning, of course, would be not smoking. But the second part of the step is you have to walk more. I want you to walk maybe where you would normally drive. And if you take the bus to work, well, get off a few stops too soon or too late. If you take the elevator, get off a few floors too soon and take the stairs up to your office. No matter how you do it, walk more. And while you're doing it, be aware of breathing deeper. Do deep breathing. Get more air in and out of your lungs, which is going to get more air or oxygen in and out of your bloodstream and in and out of all the cells in your body. It's a great first step in getting healthy. And if you're out there walking, hey, at least once or twice a week, try some barefoot walking. Go out into the grass or the beach or the woods and take your shoes off and actually touch the earth, touch the planet that you live on. It will ground you. No kidding. It will ground you. No pun intended here. It's going to help you release built-up electrical energy that's in your body. Remember, your entire nervous system is run on electrical energy. Your heart beats on electrical impulses, and you build up all the static electricity in your body. So get your shoes off and get touching the earth, get walking and get breathing. It will change your life.